At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. Let's start over. Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am recording this on January 26th, 7:06 a.m. And I'm a little tired this morning. We went to see a music show, a very entertaining music show. The Cactus Blossoms performed, and their opener was Joe George, and it was a very fun show with really fun, good, talented musicians, and I didn't get to bed till like midnight, and I get up early, so I'm a little sleepy, but let's record an episode of me talking about words. The first word in this episode is ernow. You gotta emphasize the second syllable, ernow. E-R-E-N-O-W. And based on the previous episode, we can probably figure out this is related to air and also air long. So air now is an adverb from the 14th century. It is archaic. I think we should bring these old words back. The synonym is heretofore. Heretofore, well, that's not entirely helpful if you don't know what heretofore means, but I would basically, I would think that it basically just means now, right now, heretofore, coming up, like in this very moment, heretofore, because ere was before, and ere long is before long, soon, not too long from now, and ere now is just like, it's happening, it's time. The baby is coming, ere now. Yeah, that's air now. And I think we're going to have another one that's kind of similar. But I got to make a sound effect. So we're going to do, what was it? What was we going to do? We was going to do ba 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 do bow. The next word is erepsin. Erepsin. This is a noun from 1902. A mixture of ectopeptidases obtained especially from the intestinal juice. You like it a juice? I get you the juice. I get you the intestinal juice. A mixture of exopeptidases obtained especially from the intestinal juice. I have never heard of those liquids be described as intestinal juice. Okay. Erepsin. This is probably from the Latin word erepere, which means to snatch away. To snatch away, from the e prefix plus the verb rapere, which means to seize. Like, I am going to seize it away, take it away, snatch it away. And then also from pepsin, and there's more at the word rapid. Rapid. You're being quick and, okay, so you're snatching away. How did this get connected to intestinal juices? Mixture of exopeptidases obtained especially from the intestinal juice. I don't know. You're taking them away. You're taking them away from the intestinal juices. I don't know what we're using these exopeptidases for. It's called a repsin. But we took it away from the intestinal juices. Ba-ba-boo-ba-bow. Next is erethism. I think it's erethism. E-R-E-T-H-I-S-M. Noun from 1800. This is abnormal irritability or responsiveness to stimulation. So it's specifically abnormal irritability to stimulation. So if you are being stimulated in some way, somebody's touching your skin, giving you a hug, I don't know, pinching your cheeks, any sort of stimulation to your body, if you're irritated by it, but it's like abnormal. It's not how most people feel this stimulation. Then I guess that would be called erethism. Erethism. The other way, irritability or responsiveness. So if you're not responsive to stimulation, so, you know, this could be a physiological thing with your nerves, I'm guessing, or it could be, I mean, it's still related to your nerves, but, you know, people on the autism spectrum sometimes, I think, have something like this where they don't like either soft touch or they, so like some people, they don't like soft touch. It feels not good to them. And so they prefer, like, if you're going to hug them, they prefer a big, tight hug opposed to a soft, gentle hug. That's just an example. Because, you know, it's ranges, it's a whole spectrum. Okay, so there's a word for this feeling I get. It's, I don't know if you could call it a feeling, but it's just abnormal irritability or responsiveness to stimulation is erethism. This word is from the Greek word erethismos, which means irritation, from erethizine, which means to irritate. Oh, you're so irritating to me. Hope this podcast doesn't give you any erethism. It is akin to the Greek word ornenai, which means to rouse. So it's rousing some feelings in you, these irritative feelings. And then there's more at the word orient, like what, how, like you're being oriented in a direction for, I don't know. Ba 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 bo. Next is erewhile. Erewhile. I guess you have to emphasize the second syllable again. Erewhile, also with an S, erewhiles. Adverb from the 13th century, archaic again. And this is a while before, because air means before. A while before, as in the synonym formerly. They used to be like this. They used to be cool. Erewhile they were cool, and now they're even cooler. Boop, 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 bow. Next is erg, the beginning of the ERG section. This is a noun from 1873. A centimeter gram second unit of work equal to the work done by a force of one dyne, D-Y-N-E, acting through a distance of 1 centimeter and equivalent to 10 to the negative 7th joule. That seems like a very tiny, small joule. J-O-U-L-E. It's an amount of energy, I think. It's not a fancy joule that you wear on your finger. This is an erg. I think I need to put a link in the show notes for erg, E-R-G, because I didn't totally understand that definition. It was all about a unit of work equal to the work done by a force. It's all about forces and energies and those things. This is from the Greek word ergon, which means work, and there's more at the word work. Work it, work it. Next, bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. We have the erg prefix. You'd probably say erg or ergo. There, put an O on the end of it. If you like it, put an O on it. This also just means work. As in the example, ergometer. The meter is doing some work. What kind of work? I don't know. Maybe we're going to find out later in this episode when we get to that word, ergometer. It's all about work. Work, you work, you work. I'm always working. I might as well be called erg. Okay, that's it for that. Now let's talk about some of these words that have the prefix erg that means work. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Ergastic. Ergastic. Now, is this using the erg prefix or something else? I don't know. Let's talk about it. This ergastic word is an adjective from circa 1896. Constituting the non-living byproducts of protoplasmic activity. As in the example, ergastic substances. Yeah, this is related to work because it is from the Greek word ergastikos, which means able to work. I'm sorry, my back is kind of, I'm like hunching over, which is not making my back feel good. So I'm going to lean up, and you know what? The camera, now I'm a little too tall. So, you know, let's do a little on-the-fly adjustments. Yeah, that's a better the composition. So ergastic is from the Greek word ergastikos, which means able to work, from ergazisthai, which means to work, and then also from ergon, which means work. So constituting the non-living byproducts of protoplasmic activity, somehow it's related to work. I don't understand this. We're talking about cells probably, because I think they got protoplasmic activity. Ba-ba-boo-ba-boo. Ergastoplasm. Yeah, ergastoplasm. Noun from 1902. This is ribosome-studded endoplasmic reticulum. It's a noun, so this is a reticulum that is studded with ribosomes and is also endoplasmic. It's an endoplasmic reticulum that's studded with ribosomes. It's an ergastoplasm. Whew. Ergastoplasmic is an adjective. Oh, don't you love these words? How about this word? Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Ergative. Yeah, ergative. Adjective from 1939. Is it positive or negative, or is it ergative? This is of relating to or being a language like Inuit or Georgian. Those are examples of this type of language, I guess. In which the objects of transitive verbs and subjects of intransitive verbs are typically marked by the same linguistic forms. Also, being an inflectional morpheme that typically marks the subjects of a transitive verb in an ergative language. And I don't understand this whatsoever. Again, this is from similar etymology, the Greek word ergates, which means worker, and also ergon, which means work. Something about languages and sounds and verbs and how they are connected to each other somehow. I think I got to put a link in the show notes for this one as well. Ergative. It's a language. It's related to these languages. In these languages, the objects of transitive verbs. Do I have to break this down? So the verb is happening. It's happening to a thing. I pick up my phone. My phone is the object. And the subjects of intransitive verbs. Okay, so that would be the opposite. The intransitive verb is the thing it's doing the thing. My phone is being picked up. Anyway, they are typically marked by the same linguistic forms. Okay, yeah. So it's some interesting language thing that these languages are built this way. They're ergative because something's doing work. That's all I can figure out. Boop-a-beep-beep-boop. Next is a suffix. Ergic. Ergic or ergic? Maybe it's ergic. E-R-G-I-C. It means exhibiting or stimulating activity of. Exhibiting activity of a thing or stimulating activity of a thing. As in the example, dopaminergic. Dopaminergic. Maybe it's something to do with dopamine. It's showing the effects of the dopamine, what happens when the dopamine... I don't know. I'm not entirely sure if I'm accurate, but I'm probably close. Let's see. Yeah, this is still from the Greek word ergon, which means work. I think that's it for dopaminergic. Ergic. I think that's how you say it. Ergic. It's not ergic. Ergic. I don't know why there isn't a pronunciation here. Yeah. It's an adjective suffix, by the way. Okay. Boop, boop, beep, beep, beep. Next is ergo or ergo. E-R-G-O. Adverb from the 14th century. The synonyms are therefore and hence. Therefore, Spencer was walking down the street, and then he crossed the street, ergo, he was across the street. Probably not a good example, but a thing happens, and then that's the reason why this other thing happened. Cause and effect. right? Okay, ergo. This, I don't know entirely. Like, yeah, I think that's the only context I can think of how you would use this in a sentence. Yeah, therefore, because of that thing, ergo, that's why this happened. Let's see. This is from Old Latin, e rogo, or a rogo. That's two words. And that means from the direction of. From the direction of. So, yeah, I can make a connection there. This thing happened, and it happened, if you follow back the trail of why that happened, it came from that direction over there. So, ergo is saying, look at that thing over there. Look at that direction. That's where the cause happened. This thing happened because of that thing. I think that's kind of a way to think about it. Boop, 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 boop. Next is ergo again, but this one's a prefix, and ergo or erga, something. This means just ergot, which is going to be in the next episode. So anything, it's just related to ergot, I think. As in the example, ergosterol, which is also in the next episode, ergosterol, yeah. So I guess we just have to wait until the next episode to learn about the ergo prefix related to ergot. It's probably ergo, right? Erga or erga. Boop, 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 boo. Next is ergotic or ergodic. This is an adjective from 1926. One, of or relating to a process in which every sequence or sizable sample is equally representative of the whole. The example is as in regard to a statistical parameter. If we're talking about statistical parameters, then it would be ergodic. Of or relating to a process in which every sequence or sizable sample is equally representative of the whole. So this is like maybe if you're interviewing people, you've got a population of people. There's a million people, but you can't interview all million people. You can only get a sample of them. And so you want to get a sample that is representative of the whole thing, you know, so you got to look at, you got to think about what you're studying, but basically you want to make sure that you're interviewing people that cover all different races and ages and all different types of identities, physical characteristics, mental characteristics, all those things. And so you got to figure out, okay, well, what's my population like and what's a representative sample of that? And I guess if it's representative of the whole thing, it would be ergodic. I hope that was a good example of that. I didn't totally understand it, but I think that's a pretty close, probably. Process in which every sequence or sizable sample is equally representative of the whole thing. Yeah. Number two. Involving or relating to the probability that any state will occur. Especially having zero probability that any state will ever occur. I don't know how to talk about that exactly. Something about the probability of different something happening. What's the probability that my phone is going to turn into a liquid? I think it's probably zero probability. So would that be ergodic? I don't know how to use it in a sentence. Yeah, not a word that I hear top people talking about. Maybe in the science world, that's where this is living. I think they're probably using this word ergodic. If you use ergodic in your day-to-day life, let me know. Ergodically is a noun. Any etymology to say? Nope, not really. So let's talk about the next word. Boo, 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 boo. Ergogenic. Ergogenic. Adjective from 1941. Enhancing physical performance, as in athletic use of caffeine and other ergogenic aids. Ergogenic aids. There are lots of types of things that would be ergogenic, I think. Steroids, that would be a big one. Lots of other things. I guess caffeine, yeah, because if you just need just a bunch of energy, maybe some adrenaline, whatever, get your body going, your heart going, your brain going, caffeine's going to do that. So yeah, it's going to be it's going to enhance your physical performance. Maybe if you have too much of it, it might decrease your physical performance. You got to figure it out. And you know what? If you're a sportsy person, maybe figure out what's legal. If you maybe don't do the illegal things, because then if they find out that you did it, then they might take your rewards away, and nobody wants that. You want to keep your rewards. Ergogenic. No etymology, but you know, it's something about work, because the genic makes me think of the like genesis, the beginning of a thing. So it's something that's going to help create work in your body. It's making your body work, and you're gonna work. It's performance enhancing. Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bop. Ergograph. Noun from 1892. An apparatus for measuring the work capacity of a muscle. How much work can your muscle take? So, I don't know, maybe they put some electrodes on your muscle, and you gotta flex your muscles. You gotta be like, ooh, yeah, I'm flexing them so good. Look at them guns. And then they can be like, well, your muscle can only lift up a mouse. It's not working very hard. Boo, 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 boo. Ergometer. Yeah, ergometer. This was the example that we saw before in the erg prefix. Ergometer. Noun from circa 1879. This is an apparatus for measuring the work performed by a person exercising. How much work is your body creating, doing, when you are exercising? So again, they probably got to put a bunch of electrodes or something, sensors somewhere, to measure this work. Also, an exercise machine equipped with an ergometer. Oh, look, the machine has already got the ergometer hooked all up in there, so you don't got to get your own ergometer. Ergometric is an adjective. And I want to look up a picture of this type of thing, because I want to know, my brain has got to know what this is. Well, okay, you know, I'm seeing pictures of like stationary bikes and those types of things. And a lot of the newer stationary bikes and ellipticals and those types of things, they have sensors on them that if you hold on, it'll like measure your pulse, your heart rate. I'm sure they've gotten very fancy these days. They if you input your body measurements, your height, your weight, those sorts of things, it can start to assume like, oh, okay, well, I think that they are, you know, burning this many calories. That I think would be an example of an ergometer. Let's see, is this going to give any other information? Yeah, and I mean, you know, my watch, that is going to measure heart rate, and they're fancy enough that they can measure certain things. But yeah, it's just measuring the work performed by your body. That's what it is. Okay, ergometer. Did I say ergometric is an adjective? I think I did, so we're going to move on to our last word. Ergonomics. I think maybe some people say ergonomics. I don't know. Ergonomics. You know what? If I know what this word is, it's kind of perfect that this word is in this episode, because I've been holding my body all kind of weird. And so my ergonomics are not great. And I got to move and be in a better position. It's hard to get the ergonomics right when you're sitting at a desk. I try to stand a lot. Sometimes I gotta sit. I gotta move. You gotta move. Let's do some moving. All right, ergonomics. Ergonomics. Noun from 1949. Number one. This is an applied science concerned. It's very concerned with this. Concerned with designing and arranging things people use, so that the people and things interact most efficiently and safely. Yeah, this is all about the making things so people can be comfortable and safe and efficient. Efficient, yes. You don't want to design something that's going to make somebody slower than they could be. Okay, well, here's an example. The QWERTY keyboard is literally designed to be the least efficient. So there's not good ergonomics on a QWERTY keyboard. The Dvorak keyboard, that's the one that has the best ergonomics for a keyboard. This is called also biotechnology human engineer. Wait, is this one phrase or is this three phrases? Biotechnology, human engineering, and human factors. So it's all about designing things based on human biology. Okay, number two, the design characteristics of an object resulting especially from the application of the science of ergonomics. Now I really want to know, do you say ergonomics or ergonomics? Yeah. Yeah, so the design characteristics. Oh, that thing has such good ergonomics. That chair has good ergonomics, so I can sit in it very safely. I don't want to sit in an unsafe chair. Why are there spikes on that chair? That's not good ergonomics. Ergonomic is an adjective. Ergonomically is an adverb. And ergonomist, that is a noun. That's probably somebody who is creating things that have good efficiency and safety, and maybe somebody who's also just studying it. Maybe they're looking at the work of other ergonomists to say, that's good, that's got some good ergonomics, but that does not have good ergonomics. Let's see, this word, it's just from erg plus nomics, like economics, which is a different thing. Yeah, it's all about work. Work. How can you work more efficiently? How can you work safely? Yeah. The words today, because I got to read them. I got to reread them so we can pick a word of the episode. The most important part. We had ernow, erepsin, erethism, erwhile, ergo, ergastic, ergastoplasm, ergative, ergic or ergic, ergo, ergodic, ergogenic, ergograph, or that's ergograph, ergometer, and ergonomics. Okay, well, I'm kind of thinking about ergonomics. I like to say ergonomics, don't I? Now it just sounds weird. Anything else? I mean, I do like these old words, ernow, erwhile. We got to bring those back. If I could get air long, air now, air while into my regular vocabulary, that would be great. Let's see. Anything else? I think that's fine. Yeah, let's just do ergonomics. My chair has bad ergonomics. I'm not feeling very safe in my chair. Woo! All right, that's fine. Okay, let's talk about another movie that I watched, because I like to do that. I hope you're enjoying this show. Please go share it and subscribe to it. You know, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you got to subscribe. They do some weird algorithmy things, so if you're not listening regularly, it might stop the downloads, but whatever. YouTube. Also, go watch this on YouTube. I believe I talked about the Zone of Interest in the previous episode. I think I did. So the next one was Fire Island. We learned about this movie because the writer, and I think he was the director too, also the lead actor, Joel Kim Booster, was on an episode of Brett Goldstein's podcast, Films to be Buried With. We didn't know anything about him, and he sounds like a really cool guy. And so he mentions this movie. They talk about this movie, Fire Island, so we watched it. And it's a whole world we didn't know nothing about, but it was a very fun and entertaining movie. And Brett Goldstein described it as raunchy. Very adult film. Okay, this is the end of the episode. We have made it again. This has been Spencer not having great ergonomics today, sitting all funky. I guess that's not the fault of any design element. It's just my fault. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.